Joining us now in the coach's corner, we have the head coach for the Newton Boys Cross Country team, Steve Weeks. And coach, thanks for joining us again. You had your big home meet at Maytag Park this past week and almost got two top tens, but Cooper Christie was your top place getter with the eighth place. Just kind of how you think the meet went for the team?
I think the meet went very well. Yeah, it's definitely one of those things that, like, at our home meet, you cannot look at the times because our course is so difficult and so hilly. And I hear from many other athletes and coaches, they agree with me. It's one of those things where you have to go for placement. And we had two quality teams there between ADM and Marshalltown. So some very good, respectful finishes. And to come in third place, beating all the other teams, was right where we wanted to be.
Did you give any special strategy to the team, knowing that this is kind of a hillier course going into this?
You know, I gave no extra strategy because they have ran it so many times, they don't want to hear or think about it. They just want to go, and they were ready to be done with it. Yes.
Well, it was nice. It was a little cooler than it has been in the past, so that is always nice.
Oh, absolutely. It was overcast, but it didn't rain. I swear we've had that meet canceled so many times in the past 10 years.
So overall, I mean, the season's kind of drawn to a close here. Overall, how do you think the team's done through the year?
Oh, the team's been fantastic. We kind of talk about the season in different thirds. And, yeah, we've officially entered the final third of the season. This is the one where we are counting down, like, these are all the practices we have left. Every single practice has to be an opportunity to get better. Every time we have a race, like, we got to make sure that we take care of our bodies because we have only so many races left. So I think we're positioning ourselves quite well. The guys' times have been continued to improve as we keep going. And, yeah, the team looks to be pretty solid.
Who's made some of the biggest strides on the team from when they first started until now?
From the start of the season till now?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I think newcomer Abel Aldama has been a huge improvement going from not knowing how to run a 5K, but luckily having that wrestler mentality, solid player on the soccer team. Like, he's an athlete, so he's been transitioning well, and he's been getting it pretty well too. Another one, our only freshman, Chase Lundberg. He has the misfortune of being the youngest person, so, like, age-wise, maturity-wise, like, he is also developing, but he is also starting to figure it out and get stronger.
Okay, so you got something to build on there for the future of the program, obviously.
Yep.
Yeah. I know also you had your annual little get-together, kind of potluck after the home meet. That's always fun. You guys had your trip to St. Louis. You cross-country players. You like to do a lot of bonding, don't you?
We do. We actually have a potluck at the start of the season, too, because at the very end, it's always one of those moments where, like, we don't get to get together that often. We thought, well, why don't we? So it's not just an end of season potluck. We've got a mid-season one for the seniors at our home meet at the start of the year when we do our Kellogg run, in addition to St. Louis and all these other things. Bridge 23, a favorite end of summer, start of fall running camp. That is truly like the old summer camps of yesteryear sort of thing. So we do really love this team, and I know every sport says that they are a family, but I feel like cross-country runners, both the boys and girls teams, like, we are truly living it.
It's kind of weird in cross-country, I mean, the runners are out there, not only is it an individual sport, but you're out there kind of competing individually. Sometimes you're not even around your teammates, so that's kind of a different breed.
It is. It's tough because, yeah, it is a team sport, but when you're out there, like, your teammates can't help you. It's just you have to dig in and not only think for yourself, think for your team, and find any motivation to push through that threshold.
You have Wartburg coming up. What's that like, and what's the competition like?
Oh, competition is absolutely insane. It'll be very good. The course is flat and fast, and we've had cool days where I've seen a school record broken there. We've had hot days where people are throwing up and times are slower just because of overheating. Yeah. So it's really going to depend on what the weather is on how that is. But yeah, there's two different heats. There's like a small school, large school division, and they kind of mix things up, and it depends because a lot of our kids are also in bands, so we want to make sure that they can do everything. So we have to kind of see what our competition is going to look like based on the new schedule this year.
probably a meet that some of them are looking forward to possibly get, if the weather cooperates, some PRs, right?
Absolutely, yes. It is a great place for our personal records.
As you look towards, trying to get some runners qualified for state, what's your kind of goal there?
Well, our goal, of course, is we always want to qualify the entire team, yeah. Right? For years, we're always just kind of been on the outside looking in. Right now, I would say just by looking at raw numbers, it kind of looks like that is kind of the scenario that might pan out. Now, of course, we got plenty of time before then. So if we want that to be our goal, it's kind of a gut check. What are we doing? How are we going to get there? Because if we're just going to sit back and say, well, let's just hope for the best, well, that's not going to happen. Unless we change something, improve, dig in, really kind of find if we can shave some time off as a team. Like right now, it looks like we might qualify a pair of runners, I'm hoping. Both have been working really, really hard. And then it's kind of getting everyone else to step up their game just enough to shave that time off their results.
I suppose the course you get assigned to is kind of plays a little bit into it. Usually, I think you've been going to Pella, haven't you, the last couple of years?
We have been, and Pella is another course that's really flat, and because of the time of year, it is usually chilly enough that we do see lots of personal records at that place, and we have familiarity there as well. But quite frankly, with the five different locations, we could potentially go anywhere in the state, and it's just kind of who's the competition there. And what's kind of weird compared to other sports is we do compete boys and girls, and it depends if one team has a ranked boys team but not a girls. By that team being there, you could potentially have more ranked teams on the boys' side and less on the girls', or vice versa. So it's kind of we just don't know what the field's going to look like. And once it's set, all we have is what we have. And we can now focus on that field. And we do a whole like breakdown of every single runner, their best time. I will actually map out every single runner by their best time and put them in a hypothetical race and map that out and kind of say that is our rough estimate of what it could look like and try to go from there. And that's how we kind of figure things out.
Yeah. A lot of variables, in other words.
Yes, so absolutely.
Like, definitely, yeah. Okay. Well, we appreciate your time again today, and best of luck going forward. And hopefully we'll see some good times out of Wartburg and moving forward here as the tail end of the season comes.
I hope so, too. And as always, thanks for having me. Go Cards.
That is your Newton Boys head cross-country coach, Steve Weeks, joining us on today's Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.